How would you like the venom of one of the world's deadliest scorpions inside your brain, Yael?
I think the answer to that is a resounding no.
Understandable. But if you had a brain glioma, a cancer which is deadly in and of itself, you might feel differently. Gliomas present a special treatment dilemma because chemotherapy will destroy healthy brain cells as well as the cancerous ones. Thus, this kind of brain cancer is currently untreatable.
And that's where scorpion venom comes in?
Yep. The scorpion is an Israeli scorpion, sometimes called the Death Stalker.
Nicely menacing name.
Yes, and you can say it's a nicely apt name insofar as research involving its venom is amounting to a treatment that stalks deadly glioma cells and destroys them. The scorpion's venom contains the neurotoxin called chlorotoxin, which specifically targets glioma cells, leaving healthy cells unharmed. Scientists have engineered a synthetic version of chlorotoxin, and they've attached it to a radioactive substance, samporin. The synthetic chlorotoxin ensures that the samporin is delivered directly to tumor cells. The result is a chemotherapy which appears to effectively destroy brain cancer cells without harming the surrounding healthy cells. The drug is now in clinical trials.
That's really something. This isn't the first case of an animal's venom being used to develop medical treatments, is it? Isn't spider venom also used in pharmaceutical research?
That's right, as well as the venoms of vipers, poison dart frogs, and other critters. The trend lends a new meaning to the phrase, pick your poison.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University, with underwriting from the Office of the Provost.
Today's program was prepared by Michelle Ross, with help from Kenneth Nephew in the Medical Sciences Program. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.